Welcome into Coach Speak on this Monday evening here on 95.7 KQWC. Our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto kicks off here on this Monday evening. We're talking with the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Jess Howard, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yep, you bet.
So as we look at here at your recent slate, it definitely feels like your team has been playing its best volleyball of the season. Dating back to the end of September, a big road win at St. Edmund. You sweep Iowa Falls all on the last day of September. 3-0 at the Madrid tournament. Obviously a tough loss against Humboldt last week, but a match that felt like your girls played fantastic throughout most of the match, just fell short in those last couple of sets after it was tied at 1-1. And just overall, where do you see this team at right now? What are some things you've been really pleased with how your team's played?
Yeah, I think you hit it right away with we're playing our best volleyball when it matters. And so the girls have been doing a great job of improving every night that they get the opportunity to compete. And in practice, it's real competitive, and they're pushing to get better and still have a lot of goals that they want to accomplish for this season. And so it's just been fun to watch and see them progress as the season goes on.
And someone that really in this back half of the season has stepped up and played at a really high level has been Marissa Hedin. I think back to that 30-kill match she had against St. Edmund. She was fantastic against Humboldt last Monday night. She was great against IFA. She just had a really strong run as of late. And what has allowed her to really step up and play at the level she has now going into her being in her senior season?
Yeah, no, she's doing a great job for us, hitting from the outside, and, you know, we move her around when we are in serve-receive to be able to hit from different areas of the court, too, so that it throws defenses off, and she's, you know, done a great job there, and I think a lot of that is credit to the balls that are getting that the defense are passing up to the setter, and, you know, the balls that the setter are giving to her, too, and it's so much into volleyball where it looks like one person is doing, you know, majority of the work, but you've got five other girls that are doing things that, you know, open it up for us. So our middles are doing a really great job of calling for the ball, pulling the blocker to them, and opening up cross-court shots for our outside, both with Galentine and Tristan Wright, with those girls coming from the outside too. And our right sides are doing a great job of pulling the block to them and making sure that a lot of the times our outsides are hitting with a single block, and same is true our middle and right side. Like, we're just the girls are just doing a really great job of communicating and working together and playing as a team.
And you talk about, you know, playing that team concept, and I think an area that your team might be as good as anyone, if not maybe the best in the NCC this year, is that back row defense. You've got Chloe Savitsky, who very well could be an all-conference selection at that libero spot. Morgan Hackbarth has played really well in that back row. Olivia Galentine, she's done a lot of work in that back row as well. And just overall, when you look at how your back row has played, I'll throw in Olivia Burns as well. Don't want to forget about her rotating in. But when you look at how your back row has played throughout a majority of the season, what has allowed them to play at such a high level and be able to chase down so many attacks from the opponent?
Yeah, our back row players are doing a wonderful job all season long, and they just keep getting better too, which is great to see. They are doing a great job of reading hitters, figuring out tendencies, getting their body where they need to be in order to be able to read that attack and get themselves there, so they don't have to do a lot of moving once the ball's hit. And they're doing a great job of staying low. And, you know, credit to our hitters. They're playing defense against some really great hitters that we've got this year all practice long. And so they're continuing to improve their skills because our hitters are coming at them really hard in practice. And so that's great to see. And, you know, we don't really let up anywhere when we have defensive rotational switches. We just keep playing really well with anybody that's in the back row. And, you know, our setters, a lot of the time you worry about having to have your setter play defense and how that takes you out of the offense, but our middle backs do a great job of taking the second ball and setting our hitters up so that we have a strong attack anytime our setter defends the opposing team.
And finally, as we take a look at the slate ahead, it's a pretty busy week for your team as we are in the final week of the regular season. You're at Fort Dodge Senior High tomorrow night. You wrap up conference play Thursday night with clearing Goldfield Dalles. And then Saturday, you're at the Winterset Tournament. You're going to see some good competition at that tournament before opening up postseason play on a Tuesday night when you guys host Boone in the first round of your 4A regional. Just throughout this last week of the regular season into the postseason, what's maybe the biggest point of emphasis for you and the staff for the girls going into the home stretch of the season?
Right, yeah, and we're just, you know, taking one game at a time as we approach the end of the season, and right now our focus is on Fort Dodge, and then, you know, after Tuesday, our focus will be on Clarion and finishing out the regular season of conference play strong, and, you know, and then we'll go into Winterset, and keeping us playing this last week going into regionals, I think it's huge, because keeping that competitive spirit and keeping the girls actively participating and, you know, fighting for points and making sure they're coming out and playing aggressive and playing hard the whole time is going to be huge for us to make that good run in the postseason next week as that gets started. So just keeping the girls competing and focusing on what they can control all week long.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck starting tomorrow night against Fort Dodge.
Thanks.
That was Jess Howard, the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.